Hi, everyone. I'm Patrick Heffernan from Technology Business Research, and I'm here with my colleague, Boz Hristov, for this very special quick episode because we recently spent time with Hitachi Digital Services, a company that we don't traditionally cover and we haven't spent a lot of time with, but we were both intrigued by everything that we heard over a couple of days out in Dallas. I had to remember where we were, Boz. Dallas. And so we're going to publish a special report on the event, what we call at TBR, an event perspective. But I wanted to think ahead a little bit to who ought to be reading this report. Because again, we haven't spent a lot of time with them. This is new for us and possibly new for our clients and folks that typically read our research. So three things came to mind for me, Boz. One, any company that's working in the IT-OT convergence, any company that's doing that should be reading this report. Second, the management consultancies that we talk about and talk with very frequently. And then third, the technology partners, particularly the hyperscalers and the ISVs, again, the big global ones that we talk to all the time. So knowing what you know from the time we spent with Hitachi and thinking about those three different groups, what are some of the reasons why, let's start with IT-OT convergence, like why is that going to be, why is this report going to be helpful for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just the way Hitachi framed its value proposition, I think they coined it as Industry 5.0, and it's IT plus OT plus AI, is a good way to start thinking about bringing the parties together. And obviously, that's the part of their messaging, part of their marketing approach. I get that part, but kind of peeling back behind what's the meaning behind the Industry 5.0 and what are the Hitachi's capabilities, really falling back on its legacy expertise and really being part of that engineering cycle. Hitachi as a company, as a conglomerate, you know, it's a massive conglomerate and it has brands in pretty much every facet of the economy, in investing in a lot of the physical products and investing in understanding into what does it take to be a product engineering company, makes it an easy, you know, easier transition as you're trying to bring in the OT and speaking the OT language. Now, the IT part becomes, the important element here as the Hitachi Digital Services outside the bigger broad Hitachi has started investing in its IT capabilities and its skills, training, investing in partner technologies, understanding the implementation side, the managed services side, and so forth. So, and obviously comes the AI component that everyone is investing in, and they certainly are not shy of investing as well as having the know-how of again the bigger, broader Hitachi capabilities. So it's a, I would say the IT-OT is buyer and reader. Probably OT have a more familiarity with Hitachi, but bringing the Hitachi Digital Services element to the mix, wrapped in AI offerings, you know, certainly will elevate those discussions. So having the DNA, having the background of engineering, knowing the OT side of the house and now bringing in the IT capabilities that they have been expanding and enhancing through experiences and client use cases can certainly be of use to understand what else can Hitachi Digital Services do for a traditional OT buyer and how they can actually help them to connect better with the IT buyer.
Yeah, and I totally agree that the IT plus OT plus AI is just a really smart way to frame what's happening in the IT-OT convergence space. And then the last thing you said, I think, is really important when we think about the management consultancies and why should they care. Hitachi Digital Services is not large. They're not going to be stealing revenue from anybody, but they are going to win, and they have been winning, consulting engagements with known clients, with existing clients, because they're on the ground, because they have that expertise, because they provide something that a lot of management consultancies can't provide, which is the ability to execute, the ability to actually provide the services all the way through. Particularly again in the heavy manufacturing or in the spaces where they play. And I guess that's the other reason why I think it's important for the management consultancies to consider Hitachi Digital Services, because they were very clear that there are certain industries where they have strengths, they have experience, they have the permission to play. And so for the management consultancies looking to perhaps expand their footprint in automotive, in rail, in transportation, yep, in utilities and energy, in all those areas, they could be a really solid partner for a consultancy to say, we can do a lot of this work, but we also can bring in our friends from Hitachi Digital Services.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we know some of the major consultancies and IT services peers have already, product engineering has been top of mind for them. looking at the OT as a new buyer persona that can pursue, you know, discussions with. Certainly, many have not shied away. Some of the IT services companies like the Accenture and Capgemini and the HCO of the world certainly have done a little bit more aggressively, so maybe perceived as more of a competitors to Hitachi in that sense. But then the likes of PwC and Deloitte, they do have, you know, that C-suite relationship that, and then attached with Hitachi can be a little bit more, there's digital service can be a little bit more of a partner-like or competitive-like setup than just pure competition.
Yeah. Yeah. And they speak to the OT buyer in a way that, that the management consultancies don't. So then the last group is the hyperscalers and the huge ISVs, the Salesforces and ServiceNows of the world. And I think their Hitachi Digital Services is not among the top 10 partners for those, you know, for AWS and Microsoft and SAP and the rest. But they're growing, and they're growing in a way that I think should be something that those companies keep an eye on and maybe look to say, as we reevaluate our different relationships, as we evaluate our ecosystems, we look to consulting and IT services partners. Is this somebody we should be partnering with because of the capabilities they're bringing, particularly again around IT and the OT buyer, and particularly around that, that convergence, that blending of AI into it? Yes, that they have companies and partners that, that can do that with them, but this is one that maybe has a unique set of unique combination of skills and capabilities and current clients, to be honest.
Yeah, you made an important point. They may not be the number one partner. You may hear a little bit of pushback from Hitachi on that.
Maybe.
I guess, but I can put the big asterisk there. That's in the TBR view of the world. You know?
Yeah.
And the way we scale the practices of the larger GSIs and look into the, when we do the our data modeling and understanding how those, what's the size of those practices and how they're changing. But they do have some strong relationship, and they've been recognized by some of those partners as top partners for a particular domain area and whatnot. But beyond the marketing, that Dutch is looking for why the likes of Amazon or SAP Oracle should be caring about Hitachi. I mean, again, they bring in that technology know-how, the stack, and understanding of how it all fits together, how it all, you know, essentially stitches together, especially as the world, the macro trend, I should say, not the world, but the macro trend in the IT space is moving towards the physical AI.
Right.
So Hitachi provides that really strong conduit into that physical AI discussion in terms of how they can actually connect them. You know, the hyperscalers can provide the backbone, the infrastructure. The ISVs, you know, partners can certainly, you know, provide those layers of, you know, of application modernization and optimization everyone's talking about. But Hitachi can actually makes that better connection into that physical AI world that, you know, the OT buyer gain can actually enable to be, have a better position with. So again, it's the physical AI is kind of the North Star at the moment for most of the vendors that we track. And I think when it comes to the relationship between Hitachi Digital Services and the hyperscalers and ISVs, they can be that accelerating lane, essentially, that conduit to get quicker, faster,
right,
and provide more opportunities for them.
Right, right. And at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants.
So, yeah.
Excellent, Paul. Thank you very much. And thanks, everybody. I know a quick, sort of quick little in-between season episodes, but really wanted to get this out there to complement the special report we're putting out. Thank you.
Thank you.